We're glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, this is Patricia Schultz. I'm the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. You're listening to me and my dear friends from the Travel Planners Radio Show.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we thank you very much for listening. We do ask a favor, though. YouTube has changed some of their protocols, and in order to keep some of the privileges that we have and can continue to bring you videos from all over the world, we need you to subscribe. Seriously.
It's free.
It's free. Doesn't cost anything, and you won't get a bunch of spam, just that when we put up a new video, you get an email so you can check it out. It's youtube.com/Kevin and Sue Travel. And yes, we're begging. We're not begging, though, for guests, Sue.
Today we have with us Terry Marshall Holder, and she has been all over the place. She's been to Switzerland, which is one of our favorite places that we've been to. That's been the most recently. Terry is a travel writer, and tell us, how in the heck did you get started travel writing and going to all these places all over the world?
Well, I definitely didn't take a traditional path. I had a career in law as a trust and estate administrator doing death and taxes for about 25, 30 years, and gradually phased that out as I started writing about my travels, and then one thing led to another, and now I'm no longer doing that, and I'm having a lot more fun.
Yes, you are.
I can understand that. Prior to going into broadcasting, Terry, I was in the banking business.
Yeah,
collecting debts and making loans. That's a young man's business. I decided if I was going to do something, I'd do something I enjoy and never look back.
Yes, that's the way to live. I'm telling you, it's so much better.
Well, Terry just got back, Kevin, from Gstaad, Switzerland, I was looking at her Facebook, and oh my gosh. Terry, tell us a little bit about this bridge between two mountain peaks that you're walking across.
Yes, well, that was the scary part of the trip. The trip was absolutely lovely, but just outside of Gstaad, there is a glacier walk, and there's a thing called the Peak Walk. It's a suspension bridge between two mountain peaks. It's the only one in the world, and it's not that long. But when you're on it and you're looking down at the Alps beneath your feet, it's a little bit long for someone with a slight fear of height. But I did it. I did it very slowly. I held onto the handrails, and I was very happy to say that I did it. But I was also happy to get off the bridge when I was done.
Well, did it bounce when you walked on it?
You know, thankfully, it wasn't too bad. I've been on bridges before that were very, you know, much a swinging type bridge. This was a lot more sturdy than that. I guess it's that good Swiss engineering, you know, that they
use.
Yeah, but just remember, Swiss cheese has holes in it, too. You know?
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you weren't there, Kevin.
So, me, too. I mean, at 6'4 and 280, those kind of things just don't entice me much.
I was looking at a photo here, and it said that it's 3,000 meters up. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so I guess that's roughly, what is it, like 9,000 feet? So, it's high. And it's interesting, though, because when I was on the opposite end of it, when I get to the other end and I'm taking photos and looking at everything before I had to cross back, one of the rescue workers was climbing over the fence to go down into the mountain. I think he was working on something, but I was freaking out watching him.
Somebody stepped into one of the holes.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was a great experience. And then we followed that by a little glacier hike out to this really wonderful lunch spot overlooking the glacier. It was wonderful.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, we've traveled a lot in Europe and throughout Switzerland, Germany, and so on. I must confess I've not been to Gstaad, but I understand that is quite the ritzy, hoity-toity place, or can be.
Yes, it can be. Actually, it's quite comfortable, though. You don't feel like you need to be hoity-toity, but it is very nice. All the Tony shops in the town and the village is just beautiful. But I was the guest at several hotels there. Well, two hotels, but each hotel, there's several luxury hotels in town, and each one would host our group for dinner at one night. And so we'd get to experience each of the places, and they were just lovely. I have to say, the town itself, it was magical to me. I mean, there's a little horse-drawn sleigh that goes through town, and the driver always has his dog with him. And he actually just started a fondue experience, which is a fondue sleigh experience where you ride in the back of his sleigh, and it's covered, and they have the cheese fondue for you while you're riding in the snow.
In the sleigh?
Yes, in the sleigh.
Cool. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's like you've got cheese, wine, and snow in a horse-drawn sleigh. You really can't lose.
No. I always like a good Swiss raclette. The cheese and little pickles and onions and salamis and stuff.
It's
And a jug of wine. This has kind of been the playground of the rich and famous over the years, though, hasn't it?
It has, yes. I heard a rumor while I was there, and I didn't verify it, that Madonna had helped design one of the peak luxury hotels in town.
Oh, really?
I think Jacqueline Onassis used to be one of their people who would visit, and I mean, is known in those circles as a place to go. But what I love, too, is I'm not a skier. I've tried and failed miserably. So it was nice to have that work for non-skiers, which I think a lot of people just avoid going to a place if they don't ski.
Right.
They had something new called the Fat Tire Biking, where you are actually riding on regular bicycles that have really wide tires that grip the snow.
Did you try that?
I did, and I loved it. I mean, I love to ride bikes. Thought of going on the snow on one of these bikes was kind of like, oh, I don't know if that's going to work. But it was really a fun experience, and you really got to be a part of the snow-themed activities without being a skier, which was really nice, yeah.
How did you get up the mountain to that place where the bridge was?
Oh, we had it's like a gondola that
cable
takes
car.
You up.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and it was so funny because our group gets on, and then all these skiers get on, and they've all got their skis, and everything's clomp, 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 and all the skis getting on, and they just kept filling it up and filling it up, and we're like, okay. That part was actually a little bit scary to me because there were so many people on there, but they know what they're doing.
I've seen, it, particularly in some of the German Alps, the hang glider guys, or Drachenfliegers, the dragonflies is what they call them, and
yes.
They put their hang gliders on top of the gondola. There's like a luggage rack up there, and they all pile on. And yeah, when it gets a little windy, it gets to be fun.
Yeah. You're hoping for no wind, that's for sure.
So other activities, what else was there to do there? Did they take you around town and show you different places?
I actually spent a day just roaming the village because it's just such a pretty little town, and they had amazing art galleries, just really interesting things to see. And the shops, of course, there's a lot of designer boutiques and that kind of thing, but just the feel of it. And there's one section of town, there's an ice skating rink at the edge of town, and, you know, I saw this woman with a toddler teaching the toddler to ice skate because, you know, they learn from 2 years old.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have very far to fall down, though, when they fall.
That's true. That's true.
And they bounce a lot better than I do.
Yes, exactly. So I spent time in the town, and then also the hotels were just so lovely. I had some spa time, which was wonderful. That's always welcome. And just some incredible meals. I mean, there's a lot of gourmet restaurants and award-winning chefs in town, so everything was just really, really good.
Great. Terry, can you give us a website so our listeners can go and take a look at all these?
Yes, it's Gstaad Tourism, www.gstaad.ch.
Super. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show coming to you live on the Gab Radio Network. And be sure to check out our YouTube, youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. Subscribe while you're there. It's absolutely free. You get an email every time we put up a new video and nothing else. No spam, no nothing. Just a chance to see our videos as soon as they pop up. And just a reminder, if you are ever out of town, away from your hometown radio station, go to tunein.com. You'll find a number of stations that carry our show, the Travel Planners Radio Show, and you can also download podcasts. Our flagship station, 1590WCGO.com. Go to the show archives section, drill down to Travel Planners Radio Show, and you will find each individual segment available for download and to listen to. That's what it's there for. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show coming to you live on the Gab Radio Network.